Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast. I know I haven't posted a podcast in a while, about a month now. I've been going through a lot, and I think, as many of you know, a lot of people have been going through a lot. I think I spoke a little bit about this on my last podcast. Don't think there's even a title on that podcast yet. I need to change that. But Israel got attacked, and I'm from Israel, and, you know, there's war been going on for the past month, and I lost a good friend of mine, a good childhood friend, and a lot of innocent people got killed. And it's just horrible also on the other side that innocent civilians need to be involved, and I'm not here necessarily to talk about politics or who's right, who's wrong. I'm pro-Israel. I stand with Israel. It's my home, and I stand with its people. And I hope there will be peace soon. And I never will condone an innocent civilian dying. But I really do hope there will be peace soon. That's a whole topic in itself. I can talk for hours and hours about that. It does interest me. And I do have conversations about it. But I don't think that this is a platform for me to talk about it. I think this is a platform for me to try to inspire people. Try to inspire positivity. Or create positivity. And it's been very hard for me. It's been really, really difficult for me to get onto the podcast, onto the camera, and talk about that kind of stuff. It's not that I haven't been happy. It's not that I'm not grateful for the life I have and optimistic about the future. I'm still staying strong. But I just feel like every single time I try to be positive and I try to talk about positivity, I get upset with myself because I know that it's not all that. It's not all, life is not all great. And it's hard for me to say that everything will be okay when you see such destruction that you didn't see coming. It's not the first time this kind of thing has happened, but the extent is just really beyond belief. And it's been a really hard time for me to really comprehend. I still really don't comprehend that a good friend of mine is gone. I really don't think many comprehend how so many people were killed and so many people are in harm's way now and are dying, you know, just due to the war. I think these are the moments when your mindset is tested, right? Can you focus on what you can control, which is still yourself, right? How you look at situations. And how you move forward. But it's so hard for me to say to myself, it's important to have perspective in this situation because there's no other side to it for me. You know, when I lose, if someone lost their job, you say, okay, this person has lost their job and therefore they have an opportunity to find a new great job, to make more money, to, you know, maybe get more career advancement. Or when you break up with someone, then you're like, oh, like, then you'll find someone better, even better. That person wasn't meant to be. You know, you can always kind of change your perspective on a lot of things in life. But when you lose someone, when you see such destruction for no apparent reason, it's really hard for one to stay positive and stay optimistic and say, oh, you know, choose your perspective. And that's me saying that. I have a profile, I have a podcast that is really just speaking about choosing your perspective and trying to see the brighter side in life. And I still truly believe in the power of that. But I do want to say that it's not always possible and it's not always easy. I think a lot of us think that we have the ability to, you know, change the world. And we do to an extent. But then something like this happens and we realize how small we are in the world. How little our positivity or optimism actually has an impact. And I know that's kind of borderline pessimistic. But I think it's something to recognize. It's important to recognize that the world is unfair. It's destructive. It's unforgiving. But at the same time, I think I spoke about this on the last podcast as well, is that there can be a lot of good in the world that comes out of a lot of darkness, right? When it's all dark outside and you see one light, that light shines the brightest because there's so much darkness around you. But if there's tons of light, a light will not be seen. If I turn on my flashlight, sure, you'll see it during the day. You see a bright light, but you see it much stronger and much clearer when there's darkness. And that's why it's so important to remember that you need to be a light during dark times. You need to be the one who makes a difference in the world. You can't wait for other people to turn on their light. You can't wait for the next time that it happens to turn your light. You need to stand up now. And that's something that I've realized that I guess I can maybe take from this awful thing, if anything, is that you need to be able to, as a human being, as a good person, you know, to be able to stand up, be able to say, no, I will be a light in darkness. I will not add to this darkness. I will not try to be negative. And, you know, a lot of times I get questioned about, like, why do you post these videos? Why do you post these podcasts? Because I genuinely believe each one of us has the ability to make an impact if we all do our own part. If we all stand up and we all are lights in the world. Because there are people in this world who want to turn off those lights. There are people in this world that want darkness. They don't want sunshine. They don't want brightness. They don't want inspiration. They don't want optimism. They want their darkness. And to them, they see themselves as bringing light. But if they think bringing light is bringing destruction and death to the world, then something's wrong. And if there are people who are supporting this, then there's something wrong. Darkness will continue unless we stand up and we bring that light into the world that we have inside ourselves, that we have the ability to. And I'm not going to get into, you know, the complicated situation in Israel, but I will say one thing. I stand with Israel and I stand with my people, but I also stand for peace and I also stand for the fact that prosperity, working together, whatever background you have is a beyond all, the best thing we can do. There's no world where one person not existing, if they're peaceful and loving, is going to help. No, there's no benefit of getting rid of people who are innocent. And whoever says otherwise is wrong. But that being said, there is something that I really wish we would be able to do more of in the world. Is come together more. Come together and find common ground to work together. Because a lot of us are becoming even more divided when we need to be more united. We need to shine our lights together. We need to come together, hold ourselves together. Yet more and more, people are becoming more divided when everything is pointing in the direction of unity. When violence happens, we need to be bigger people together. We need to look at ourselves as humans. We need to not forget that we are on this planet together, we like it or not. And the fact that there are people who want to cause destruction is a fact that should show you how important it is to look at each other as humans and work together. And it's hard. It's not easy. Because people will point fingers and people will say this, people will say that. But why don't we find and focus on the ways that we can work together and become something together rather than work against each other and destroy each other? We need to focus on creating, not destroying. By going against one another, we're destroying. By coming together, we are creating. What benefit does it have to destroy one another? So I ask, regardless of who you are, whoever is listening to this, whatever background you are, I don't care anymore. I care about you as a human being, a person with a beating heart, a running mind, breathing, smelling, seeing, hearing. You're human, just like me. You wake up, you go to sleep, you eat, you sleep, you go to the bathroom, you do all these things that I do as well. You're human. Yet we don't see each other as humans. We see each other as different. And that's the scariest thing. That's the scariest thing that I've seen. People have killing each other. People have been killing each other for years, decades, centuries. Why can't we just condemn violence, condemn acts of murder of innocent people, and just come together and work together against a common ground, a common theme? It's not easy. It's not easy, but the hard things are not easy. But the hard things will make change. Again, I use this platform, I use all my platforms to spread positivity and optimism. And it's been very hard for me to post. It's been very hard for me to speak up about other topics, because all I can think about is all this destruction and all this unnecessary violence in the world. And it's not just Israel, it's just in a lot of different directions. And I just have to ask myself, why am I doing this if there's so much? And I want to remind myself, above all, and I want to remind you, of course, is that the world changes. The world begins to change when you begin to change. If you turn on your light and you begin to change and try to bring positivity into the world, slowly but surely, when we all do our part, there will be more positivity in the world. But we have to start, we have to turn on our light, we have to fight back, and we have to work together. I know this is really optimistic. I have a lot of anger, a lot of sadness, a lot of disappointment in my heart and in my soul. But I still keep on finding that light that wants to come out and work together with everyone. So if you're thinking about yourself, to yourself, what can I do to make the world a better place now? Stand up for what you believe in, whatever that is. Be respectful and loving to the people around you. Try to bring more positivity in your life and other people's lives. Try to be optimistic. Don't divide. Unite. Don't destroy. Create. And ask yourself, are the actions I'm taking aligned to what I'm thinking and what I want in the world? If we want the world to be in peace, then we need to work for peace. We can't work against each other. You may disagree with someone, but that doesn't mean you can't look at them as a human being and respect them and try to find love for them and understand them. It goes with anyone in any situation, not just this. So try, just try. Because again, if you can be a light and you could show how important it is to turn on a light, then the rest of the world can turn on their light, and sooner or later, the darkness will be gone. Appreciate you listening to my podcast as always. Hope to talk on better times. Things will get better. Got to stay positive. Got to focus on what you can control. But again, don't change yourself. Continue to be yourself and continue to spread as much love and positivity as possible. Thank you so much.